The drug of choice historically has been the use of a beta blocker, and quickly the clinician finds that large doses of beta blockade are necessary to blunt the sinus node response to exercise. Frequently, this is one of the most frustrating conditions for the patient and the physician to treat, as in treating the patient, one often has to use doses of beta blockade that are so large that the patient develops intolerable side effects. This means that we're often in the position of having to either suggest the patient live with an appropriate sinus tachycardia or to offer up invasive ablative therapy for such a patient.